Hey folks, it's John. Welcome back to another episode of Talk to Me in the Car, a podcast about all things teaching related and education inspired that I record right here in my vehicle on my drive back from work as a high school instructional coach. At least that was the plan before COVID. Once we did COVID, we didn't drive to work anymore. We worked from home. And now that we're working from home, we did podcasts every day of the school year from like March all the way through the end of, May. But now we're back to our summer schedule. So we'll be doing around the house podcasts, talk to me around the house. But we'll still be focusing on these ideas of distance learning or summer PD, ways to make ourselves better because we don't know what the fall is going to look like. And with a rapidly evolving situation as this coronavirus continues through these summer months, it's be able to control what we can, which is really hard. And as an instructional coach, I'd always try to work with teachers to remember that, like, hey, we can't control everything, so let's focus on the things that we can control and to do the best that we can to make sure that we feel safe and supported and that our students likewise can kind of radiate that same energy when we come back to the classroom. But anyways, let's get back to it. Today, we are talking all about the power of podcasting, and I want to talk about that here on a podcast. We'll get into that in more detail, but first things first, if you like what you're hearing, feel free to like or subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcasting app. If you leave a comment, that's awesome because it helps other people find this podcast, and that's cool because then we can all hang out together. If you want to talk further, speaking of hanging out, shoot me a message on Twitter. I'm on Twitter at MeehanEDU. That's Meehan like my last name and EDU like teaching because I love teaching and I try to get better at it every day. So yeah, let's talk. Let's connect. I think that steel sharpens steel. So let's get smart together. And last but not least, if all of this stuff sounds interesting and you want to hang out with me more, I have a website. It's www.adrenalinerush.com. That's adrenaline with an E, like educational adrenaline. Feel free to check that out. I have templates and multimedia, all sorts of activities, games, things you can download, inspired by the work I'm doing, the research I'm doing, and my book, which is called Adrenaline Rush. It's all about game-changing student engagement, inspired by theme parks, mud runs, and escape rooms. Hopefully that sounds cool to you, because that sounds cool to me. And today I want to talk about other things that sound cool to me, which is the power of podcasting. I use podcasts a lot. In fact, this podcast has been pretty long running. I want to say maybe, 120, 130 episodes in, which means I've been doing it for just about 2 years, give or take, maybe a little more, 2.5 years. A bit about this podcast, it started quite innocently enough because what I did is a friend of mine, he was at the time a vice principal at a school nearby. In the mornings, I would drive into work. I had about a 40-minute car ride, and he would drive into his job, about a 20 or 30-minute ride, and he would send me a message on Voxer. We never use Voxer. It's like a walkie-talkie app. Totally free, but it lets you send messages back and forth, and you can kind of then binge listen to those messages afterwards. So it's like sending voicemails, but all of the awkwardness of phone conversation is cut out. You don't have to be there for the phone conversation. So instead, just like I'm talking into this voice memo now, I would get a voice memo once a day or, back and forth a few times from Eric. And we would just trade ideas and just kick some, kick the tires and see what we can run with. When it came to things we were doing in our own school for PD or for leadership, for meetings. And what I found that to be helpful for is, as a teacher, you have plenty of other teachers in the building who you can talk to, which is awesome. As an administrator or as a coach, it's a little bit more limited, especially if you are working in middle management like coaches many times do. You can't really go to the teachers to complain about the type of things that you're not seeing from administration, the support you're feeling or your lack of support. And you can't really go to your administrators to complain about the teachers because the work you're supposed to be doing is confidential. And so it was a challenge for us, like, how do I get nourished? How do I get sustained with the type of things I need as an educator to feel safe, to feel supported, to feel strengthened? And my morning chats with Eric really kind of opened it up for me. So what happened was, I find myself looking forward to getting in the car in the morning, going for a long ride, to work, and 10 minutes of listening to something, even if he recorded a 5-minute or an 8-minute recording, I'd listen, I'd think, and then I'd zap him back 8 to 10 minutes of another message. And just like that, that's like 20, 30 minutes of a car ride, done. That was really easy. And I know that might sound crazy, to spend 30 minutes back and forth in a conversation like that. But what happens is, over the course of a week, if I was doing a half an hour of either hearing PD or listening to PD or thinking about PD on my driving to work. That's like 2.5 hours worth of PD every week just by virtue of driving in a car, which is crazy because then over the course of a month, I was doing a full day's worth of professional development, maybe even a little bit more, just in the car's worth of driving. So then over the course of 5 months, I would do a week's worth of professional development just in my drive back and forth from school. And then over the course of a year, then, I had about 2 weeks worth of PD right there over the course of a drive to school, which is a thing I would have had to do anyway, right? I can listen to the same radio stations, and there's a time for that too, because if I have a half-hour drive, if I only talk for a half hour, that time is spoken for, but I also have the drive back home, right? I can listen to music. Or if I get caught in traffic, whatever it winds up being. And so what wound up happening is, over the course of the conversations with Eric, we'd be recording, you know, 2-3 hours worth of professional development every week. And because it was on Voxer and it works like a binge listen, we could go back and listen to those things in pieces and parts again and again and again. And what we found is that we started to like hashtag our conversations. So as we'd send a message, we'd send a follow-up message afterwards with like a searchable idea, like hashtag student engagement, or hashtag meeting ideas, or hashtag leadership. I might even have 2 or 3 sent in there. But because it was then searchable for like, I think we both had the free version of Voxer, so like 30 days or 60 days backlog, we'd be like, hey, I was talking to Eric about that. It was in a conversation, I kind of forget. And then I thought, well, that's kind of cool, right? What if your brain worked like that, where you could say, you know, I was talking to somebody about that the other day, but I don't remember, if only I could like search my mental Rolodex of when that came up. And then we had like an annotated conversation, which is very easy and very quickly searchable, because you're like, oh, if we have 2.5 hours worth of PD, but only one of those PD conversations was about student engagement, let's say, that's very rare, but let's just roll with that for a second, and it happened to be on an odd Wednesday, I could search for student engagement, and just like that, if 2.5 hours worth of content, it would take me right to the podcast that's 10 minutes specifically devoted to one or the other of us talking about that particular topic. And ain't that cool? Well, immediately I started to see the relevance or the efficacy of that, and I started doing the same thing with no Eric. So instead of talking to Eric, I talk to you, and I make these podcasts here on my phone in the exact same way that I would make the boxes. Just pull up the voicemail app, start talking, and we go, and we try to keep it about 11 minutes, and then the coronavirus, we took more than 11 minutes, and we were done. But when I'm done, I hit the send, I hit the save button, and I can put it up on my website, I can put it up on any podcasting app that I feel comfortable with, or I could do the same thing in my building with my students. Now, here's the pivot for teachers today. As we talk about distance learning, what I hear in this podcast, you know, it's very free-flowing, it's very extemporaneous, it's nothing fancy, nothing formal, it's just us hanging out, right, talking. What I find is many teachers reach out to me and say, hey, John, it sounded like I was in a conversation with you. I was driving in my car, and when you said X, I said Y. I found myself responding to what you said, and I'm laughing because that's what it's designed to feel like. It's like a conversation. And when I would do it with Eric, you know, back and forth, sometimes it would be like, all right, that 10-minute podcast, I'm going to listen to the first 3 minutes and then respond to that first topic, and then listen to the next 3 minutes and respond to that next topic, and then that last 3 minutes and respond to the third. And there's no wrong way to eat a Reese's, which is super good. But this same idea of a dialogic kind of thing where it feels like we're on the same page and working together, I was like, well, that could work in a classroom too, right? In fact, I know that video gobbles up a ton of bandwidth. And I know that asking all students in a synchronized model to dial in at exactly 8:47 a.m. for math class can be really demanding, really tricky. But what if I use that same asynchronous model of binge listen when you get around to this for my instruction to my class? Now, I know what I'm teaching next year, right? I know my curriculum. I know the classes. There's no reason why I couldn't do a 10-minute podcast like this to help my students walk through some ideas of a major book or a major concept or a brand new lesson that otherwise would have had to be a lecture. Now, it's going to lack the visuals, and that's not great, but what it does lend us is the ability to say, hey, guys, I'm going to send this sound file over our LMS or post it to Google Classroom or via email, or if you wanted to even like post it up on whatever the podcasting app of your choice is. And your homework for today is to listen to that over the next 24 hours, whenever you want to, whenever you get around to it. It will give you direct instruction of how to do what you need to do for this next task in our classroom. So that could be just basic instructions, walking somebody through how to fill out the worksheet. It could be setup instructions on how to design the website, what buttons to click while you're there on your own computer, click, click, clicking away. But it's designed as sort of an audio walkthrough of what's going to be a practical task for students. Likewise, you could have students interacting with it by saying, all right, here, I want you to pause until you've done X. Once you've done X, unpause and keep moving. And that's really good because in a classroom, you would check around to make sure that students were moving at the same pace. And if they weren't, you would pause and give that one-on-one support as a student was waiting for a laptop to load or falling behind in any form or fashion. So there's no reason why we couldn't do the same thing using the technology to help supplement it, especially if we're looking at the idea of possible coming back to school in the fall with some element of distance learning being a part of our reality. Likewise, you could invite guests on your podcast, and something as easy as dialing into a Zencaster, which I think was free during most of COVID. It may have moved to a priced model now. But you can dial into Zencaster or use Audacity on your laptop. Most PCs come with Audacity, like, basically installed. And you just dial in and record yourself talking. And that's when you're done, you hit the send button, you hit the save button, and now you have a sound file which you can melt together and, you know, you're good to go. That's super cool because if you use, I'm going to use Zencaster as the example, but like if me and two other teachers are teaching the same prep and we know we have concepts that we're teaching, I use American Literature, so I'm just going to use that as an example. Then rather than having me talk to my students or talk at my students about the things to look for in this story they'll be reading, I could have someone dial in from anywhere else on the planet. And when someone else dials in from anywhere else on the planet, we can have a back and forth conversation where we're just yucking it up and laughing together and maybe talking about the short story in pieces and parts. Hey, what did you think of that main character's motivation? Yeah, you know, that's a good question. When I saw that, I was blah, 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 blah. You know, the paragraph that really stood out to me was do, do, do for the reasons, blah, 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 and so on and so on. And just like that, you have sort of a ping pong match where it feels like sitting at a table while two really smart friends are having a conversation about something you might not know so much about, but you find it interesting. You're like, oh, I'm listening. Like if you watch SportsCenter, if I watch people on ESPN who are really, really smart, I'm like, you know, I just want to hear smart people talking about this thing. I want to pick up so that I'm picking up what they're picking up, the language of how they speak, the tenor, the manner in which they speak, how those super segmentals, there's a very linguistics term for you, but like how they break, how they pause, how they wait for one another, how they interrupt each other, the norms of conversation, the behavioral norms that, quote, what good readers do. That's what I want my students to do. It becomes then like a Socratic seminar remotely where they can just listen to two people having a conversation. And then when they're done, they walk away a little bit more informed, like they'd watch a television show about the same concept. And what's awesome about it is when I'm done, take it, post it up on my LMS, and I can say, hey, gang, here's today's lecture, which isn't a lecture, it's a conversation. Do me a favor, take notes on what we heard today. Write down the 10 things you find most fascinating. Just give me timestamps. So they're citing their text evidence. I don't really care what they say. Maybe give me one or two sentences about why you wrote down what you wrote down. Oh, I wrote down these five things. I thought it was important because. Or write down the 10 things you felt were most important and then a quick paragraph about, hey, what did you feel was the biggest takeaway from this? Or how did your thinking shift from what we saw from examples one or two? Or was person A or person B more insightful? Why? There's a lot of metacognition. There's a lot of like digging into it. And the beauty of it is that it allows students so many different ways to get involved with the text with a very simple one-shot assignment. Just write down what you found and where you found it. That's good too, because if they were happen to fall behind and they don't make your regularly scheduled program for class for whatever reason, that thing exists on the internet for forever, like an evergreen assignment. They can go back and binge listen in 2 weeks and 3 months and say, hey, if you need to get through lesson 17, that one's all about student engagement, or that one's all about The Great Gatsby, chapter 6. Dial in, take part in that conversation just by listening. And what an active listener do is take notes, come back and shoot them to me when you have it and you're done. And that's a great, awesome way to add a lot of life, a lot of dynamism, especially if you're co-teaching with other teachers. If you and two other friends or two other colleagues are teaching the same prep, why don't you break it up between yourselves, make it a chat where they just hang out and listen to you talk about the content or the concept that you love. While you're talking shop with smart people, I could talk about The Great Gatsby for hours, man. Get some friends, get some other teachers, get people from all over the country who you know who teach the same content and say, hey, can we just do like a 30-minute podcast about the first chapter of The Great Gatsby? Yeah, you bet, man. Now they see that excitement, that energy. They feel like it's not a slog. It doesn't feel like it's work. It feels like they're tuning in for a TV show where two experts are talking about something they love. That's typically what gets students excited and engaged and empowered. And that can change the game in our classrooms for the fall or any other time thereafter. Anyways, it's a thought I'll be working on this summer, and I'm excited to record a bunch of podcasts. If you have a thing that you care about, message me. Shoot me a message on Twitter, @mehanedu. Love to set something up, especially if it's American literature. I do a whole bunch of units on short stories, short fiction, prose, persuasion, poetry. Let's hang out. Let's do this thing. And we can make a guest on a podcast that's not this one, but it's a podcast exclusively for our classrooms. And I'd send it to you, and you can use it for your classrooms as well. God bless. Stay safe. Be well. And we'll be back next Monday with more. Thanks again.